and welcome back to another episode of the Chill or Be Chilled podcast. Your one-stop shop for all the news, drama, fun stuff, events, and everything in between. With me, your host, Stouffer, joined as always by the one and only Gio.
Hi, Stouffer. How are you?
I'm good. Today's been a great day. Gio and I, right before we were live, we got into a huge argument over Cali.
Yeah, so, is it a phrase that people still say? Is it hip? I mean, people don't call it California burrito. They call it a Cali burrito.
No, nobody called it a Cali burrito, Gio. It's California.
California, only maybe.
From outside of California, call it Cali.
That's true.
That's how you can tell that they're not from California.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Now that I think about it.
Because everyone's I have cousins in Cali.
That's true. Or I feel like NorCal people say it. They say that in hella.
They say hella, but they just say they're from the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah, they do. Even though
we're from SoCal and the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And like Fresno.
That's true. What about those people in Bakersfield? They say they live in the Inland Empire, don't they?
I don't know what they say. They don't leave. They never leave the area, so they never have to say where they're from.
That's not true. I think one of my roommates was from Bakersfield.
Let me ask you this, Gio. If I picked you up and I dropped you off in Wisconsin and you were lost and somebody came and they said, "Where are you from?" What would you tell them?
I'd tell them I'm from California.
See? Well, there you go. You answered your own question.
Oh, gosh. You're right.
You wouldn't say, "I'm from Cali."
That's true.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hater. I don't even say Cali burrito.
That's true. But how many California burritos have you had in like the past 6 months?
Too more than I'd like to admit on the air. But how many Cali burritos did I have? Zero. Let us know what you think. Email us at COBCpod or tweet at us at COBCpod. Is it Cali or is it California?
Definitely. We'd love to hear.
Anyways, that took up... Gio and I were arguing about that for several minutes before we came on. But anyways, how are you, Gio? How's your week been?
It's been okay. What even happened last week? I feel like we got stuck indoors for some weird reason, but I don't remember why.
Oh, Gio, it's a natural phenomenon called rain.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty wild. But that only happened towards the end of the week, right?
Yeah, it was only like a two-day stint, but I think it was enough rain to like make it seem like it was longer.
Yeah, it was sort of intense there for a moment. It just a lot of water coming down from the sky. I feel like we're supposed to do something to harness this, like put buckets outside.
I think some cities have programs where you get like a rebate on your water bill if you save enough water in buckets that they give you.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't know. The reservoirs are supposed to do that, aren't they? Like,
yeah, exactly. That's why we have lakes.
Why do we have to do it? You just push your plants into the... street.
Mm-hmm.
But no. It was worse than rain, Gio. It was like torrential winds and hail.
Ah, that was the thing. It was the wind. Oh, it was just cold. Like nobody's business. I feel like I had to run the heater like nonstop. It was just so bad.
I still kind of run the heater in the morning just so the room is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just been cold. It's. I feel like we're in the heart of winter.
Yeah, I heard it's supposed to like not be so bad anymore. So hopefully that's it. I definitely remember this was happening when this whole pandemic started. Like we got that huge batch of rain, and it was nice because it's like, oh, it's cool. Like yeah, we're stuck indoors anyway. Like it sucks.
Yeah,
and it was like, actually, oh, when April comes around, we're gonna laugh about this.
I heard what we're experiencing is called an atmospheric river. Which is a river in the air caused by water from the Pacific. They used to be called like Pineapple Expresses because they come from Hawaii. I think the academic term is atmospheric river, but they're very narrow storms. that go pretty lengthy distances, and they carry a lot of water.
Oh.
So that's now you know something, Gio.
That's wild.
But atmospheric river doesn't account for hail, which is something I hadn't seen in a minute. How do you even prepare for that, Gio?
A roof. A roof over your head. I'm sure there's a reason, there has to be some sort of way to get around it, but maybe hail doesn't happen too often. I almost feel like it's one of those things where you don't. You just don't live there. There's only so much you can do to protect against big balls of ice hitting your house.
I have a rookie question, Gio.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between rain? How does hail form versus snow form?
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be something about it's just the right amount of like cold. Like, I guess if it gets cold enough, it turns into ice. But I guess if it's a place that doesn't get cold for a long time, because you've never seen snow, have you?
Well, not okay. I've never. I've seen snow.
Okay, but have you seen it fall?
Not where I live.
It's like it's sprinkling. It's sort of weird. I've only seen light snow, but it just looks like it's sprinkling.
And you can't see the snow flake.
Correct. Yeah.
Like,
that,
like the design of it. But hail is something entirely different. It comes down very fast.
Yeah, and loud. when it happened last week, it just got really loud for a moment. I was like, my big steel garage door just sounded like something was trying to get in.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of cars just like, it's like a pitter patter, you know, it's just hitting all the cars like little tiny bullets. Anyways, I'll figure it out and I'll let you know next week how hail is formed, okay? And then I'll tell you all about, I'll be like the hail master. Actually, no, I won't be the hail master. I'll just know a thing or two about hail. Anyways, one thing I did do in the rain, though, was I went to go to Costco, Gio, and I got gas.
Oh.
I
haven't been
to Costco in a long time.
Me neither. How is it?
The lines were ridiculous.
Really? For gas or for the store?
Both. I think it's because I went at the worst time. I went like a peak hour.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone goes because the gas prices are so low. But the lines are so long that it almost makes it. I don't know if it obviously doesn't, probably doesn't even out. But if you're waiting like 20 minutes for gas,
that is a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And if you're just.
Is gas at Costco even that low comparably to like everywhere
else? I think so. No, it definitely is. It is cheaper. It's definitely a thing because you have to be a member to be able to buy it. So your membership cost makes it lower, I guess.
But then doesn't it even out with the cost of your membership?
Right, but you're able to buy bulk stuff, so I think it sort of evens out.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's people who just get the membership only for the gas.
Maybe. Now that's a little silly. That doesn't make a whole lot. That's where I think you're right. I don't think it evens. Well, maybe. You probably save like what? Maybe. And no, like I feel like you probably save maybe at most $5. Like, what I think it's probably like 20 cents cheaper, so five, like $7 maybe, or maybe like $3.50 across the whole year. Maybe.
I think it depends on how much you're driving and how much you're refilling.
That's true. I feel like I've only refilled once per month this whole time. Sort of nice.
Have you noticed any prices, gas prices going up or down?
I've actually noticed them going up, which is sort of surprising that you say it was so cheap at Costco. I heard in the news it's something about the demand, so we'll see how that goes.
Is that indicative of like people are leaving the house more?
Yeah, people are probably driving more. Oh, I mean, remember, no. There was a time where it was like negative. They were giving people money.
Like, please take the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like in April, there was nobody on the road. It was like the Walking Dead episode where nobody's driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, no, I definitely remember that. And now it's, if anything, it's like things are, I don't know, something about it is so weird, man. I went to a supermarket, or I drove by a supermarket, and it's packed. And it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Are they even counting people in the door anymore?
Yeah, it's just, this isn't good.
This is just a PSA to get people get vaccinated and wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
The sooner you get vaccinated, the sooner I can go back to the club.
Yeah.
Right, Gio?
Mm-hmm. Then we can go back to standing around looking at our phones.
Yeah.
Moving left, moving right.
But there is a bit of sad news I had related to Costco.
Really?
Yeah. They no longer sell those salads in the food court.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. Most people went for the pizza anyways, and I wanted to too, but I was like, I should make the healthier choice, and I was going to get the salad.
And there's no salad?
There's no salad, so.
I know. So I happen to work a little closely with Costco at some point or another, and there's actually Instagram accounts that follow Costco, and I think they've been slowly tracking them sort of reintroducing things, because, So I'm surprised. So what was on the menu then?
Like pizza, the hot dogs, mm-hmm. the chicken bakes.
Mm-hmm. The churros?
The churros, yes.
Oh, okay.
They have the soft drink people. They pour the soft drinks for you now. You just bring them the cup.
I see.
I mean, I don't know how new, because like I said, I haven't gone to Costco in a while before this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, I wanted to make the healthier choice. I swear. Instead, they told me to get a pizza.
Mm-hmm. Said, well, if you insist.
Well, if you insist, Costco overlords, I guess I'll get the combo. It's considered a vegetable.
I feel like the people who run that place are like Craig. Well, what was it? Well, I think we already said this on the pod, but they run a tight ship over there in Costco. You know, you know what happened when the past leaderships was asked, hey, what would you do if I lowered the price of Costco or the hot dog?
It's raise the price of Costco.
I raise it.
What'd he say though?
He said, I'm going to kill you if you do that.
That's called marketing. We in the business call that advertisement. Jesus. Yeah, no. Well, it worked. I mean, it's like $1.50, right? For a hot dog and a drink.
Yeah, I think it's been like that for, it's been like that for a while.
Ever? Forever?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Costco, you know, if you're listening in, lower your gas prices and bring back your salads.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of salad?
In general or from?
I guess in general.
I don't think I eat enough salads. Maybe like Cobb or Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Cobb. It has like egg, I think, right? I don't know. What about you?
I like Cobb too. There is a like sandwich and salad place over at the headquarters of the company I worked at. Uh-huh. And I thought Cobb salad was pretty cool, but then I heard that it's not actually that good for you.
Oh man.
something about, yeah, it turns out once it starts tasting really good, yet there's probably something bad about it. I think it has to do with the bacon. Because, yeah, it seems like it's healthy on paper. It's the cheese, the egg, the avocado, the bacon. And they came with a little roll. And, yeah, it turns out that wasn't healthy.
Huh. All the Europeans listening are like, cheese, avocado, bacon in your salads?
Yeah.
You Americans.
Oh, now I feel nostalgic. So once I stopped going to that place, I went to the other place where they had spicy chicken and rice.
Okay.
I remember I get it and it was really hot and I would have to get up from the table and get water like 3 or 4 times because it was too spicy.
Then you drink a lot of water.
That's true.
Which is good.
Yeah, I'm well hydrated.
I think that's a pro of spicy food that people don't talk enough about. It helps with your hydration goals.
That's a great point. Actually, we better cut that from the pod. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Maybe we need to trademark that and call it like spice hydro or
something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, spice water, hot water, spicy water.
Spicy water.
I feel like spicy water, I mean, it sounds dumb, but it just might be dumb enough to work.
It's like water with, like, I don't know, Tabasco or something.
Yeah.
What's the thing that they put on top of, like, Mexican candy? The powder?
Yeah, it's escaping me what it is.
You put that in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Or you make, like, a little device where every time you take a sip, it blasts you with it to make you thirsty so you drink more water.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Write that down. Anyways, we're going to make a lot of money off of that patent, Gio, and then we're going to make a public company, and then people are going to buy stocks in it.
Uh-huh.
That was my transition to our next topic, the stonk market.
I was really impressed with that transition until you admitted it was a transition.
It's because I was so impressed I wanted it to be.
Yeah, you were like, somebody's got to acknowledge.
Yeah, exactly. I need somebody to validate my transition.
But yeah, no. What is it? Week two?
Of the meme?
Mm-hmm.
How are your stonks?
They're doing okay. Right now, they're all right. I definitely remember, what was it? I was talking to you and our good friend, John, the editor. It must have been Tuesday or Monday of last week. And I was like, okay, I have a number in mind. Once I hit that number, I'm cashing out. And it hasn't hit that number, so I haven't cashed out just yet.
Yeah.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, but you had mentioned getting into other things. You pointed out Dogecoin specifically. I've definitely heard other people talk about AMC. A lot less people talk about BlackBerry as these, like, really cheap stocks to try to do the same thing. Yeah. Something tells me it's not the same. Like, it's GameStop is just in a really particular position.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I got GameStop, but I got into it maybe kind of in the middle of, like, before it reached its highest point, but way after it was, like, $5, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't reaped all the rewards, but then I tried getting into the other ones like AMC and BlackBerry, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then Robinhood did that whole thing where they didn't sell you shares. Mm-hmm. So my AMC stocks never executed. Mm-hmm. And then the BlackBerry ones, they did. But I mean, yeah, you're right. They don't have the same, like, it's not like the GameStop effect with those ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I was like, I'm going to try what the cryptocurrency meme stock is. So I put in money into Dogecoin, which was selling for like 2 cents. 2 cents a coin, Gio. So if you think about it, like, if it goes from 2 cents to 4 cents, you've essentially doubled your investment. And it's just cents.
Mm-hmm. Almost could say it just makes sense.
That was a low hanging fruit. I didn't want to go for the easy one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, do you know what any of the fallout is? Because I know this is all about, like, sticking it up to the man.
Not sure. I got a feeling it'll just turn into a thing where it's like, hey, I don't think anything's gonna change. I think things just they just got really lucky. This was a flash in a pan moment.
Do you think it's a once in a lifetime?
I wouldn't go far as to say that, but it's definitely not it's probably once in a decade thing.
I saw a meme that was GameStop took care of us when we were little. Mm-hmm. Now we're taking care of them when they're old.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if, like, taking care of is the right word.
It was like a father and son thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they weren't doing so hot now. All the millennials are looking after them.
Well, I think it's more... I think that's not exactly accurate.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't start. We shouldn't characterize this predatory company as a father figure.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, something tells me that this is we're on the downturn. The stock's probably going to go back to $10 again.
No, don't say that, because we need people to hold on to the stock.
Yeah, I realize that, but it feels like it's going down pretty bad.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, but if enough people think it, then, well, yeah.
Nope. We just need Elon Musk to tweet it.
Yeah.
As soon as he tweets, it's going to spike right back up.
Hopefully that's the case. We shall see, my friend.
I think maybe the moral of the story, if there's any, maybe not even moral, I guess the long-term effect is that it just introduced a lot of people into the market, or like people into investing, which I guess is good because, you know, that's their money working for them.
Right. But I mean, not everybody's a Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
So we'll see how things go.
That's true. We're not financial advisors, by the way.
Yeah, that too.
Nothing we say in this podcast can be taken for financial advice.
Yes, to be clear.
Don't listen to anything Gio and I say. Yeah. Anyways, what else do you want to talk about today here, Gio?
Well, we can talk about things a little bit more. Speaking of regulation and government, it looks like California might just recall their governor.
Zaddy Newsom?
Yeah, Zaddy Newsom. ZaddyNewsom.com. Don't forget to visit. I don't know. What do you think about this?
I mean, I don't even... I think it has to get like all the signatures and then it has to go to the voters.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it needs like more than 50%, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a flat 50 to recall.
Yeah, it's my...
Another election after that.
Oh, are they?
I mean, did you see the former mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner? He announced was going to run for governor.
Are there any other people who have announced yet?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a Republican, and I guess conventional wisdom is Gavin Newsom's going to run for re-election as a Democrat, so no other Democrat's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's ever since he got caught at the French Laundry, his approval ratings are down in the dumps.
Yeah, people. It's a good narrative. Coastal elite doesn't understand the pain of the modern man. I mean, look at him. He goes to a restaurant called the French Laundry.
What a fool!
Mm-hmm.
He's a do as they say, not as I do kind of leader.
Mm-hmm.
And then Biden gets elected, and then all of a sudden we can eat outside now.
That's true.
I heard it from Q.
I'm kidding.
That was a joke, Gio. We don't peddle conspiracy theories here.
That's true. I mean, it's nice to go eat out again.
Yeah, I mean, it is also like I remember like the week before they saying like the ICU capacity is at 0%. And the last headline I thought I would have read is outdoor dining can resume.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, the numbers appear to be going down.
It's like, you mean the hospital availability numbers? But maybe it's just like his way, like the governor's way of just trying to like bring a win home.
Yeah, exactly. Try to control the narrative before it gets too out of hand. Where
exactly?
Because it makes sense. It makes sense. This is very heavy-handed, but you can't even get people to wear masks. Like, some people just need the beatings to continue until the morale improves.
If you think about it, California is just so big, Gio.
Yeah, that's true.
And how can one person shoulder the entire state?
Nah, that's true. I mean, it's not just him. It's him and his advisors.
That's true. I mean, I guess the biggest difference is like the state of California can't run a deficit the way the federal government can. So it's like his hands are tied in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is something he could have done within his control to give himself a win. But it remains to be seen if that was a good decision in retrospect.
Yeah.
And whether or not it will cause any backlash when it comes to the recall efforts or his re-election campaign.
Yeah, he probably really is hoping that this all goes well.
He's probably stress eating at the French Laundry. And the Italian Laundry.
Yeah.
And the German Laundry.
Man, I want some Italian food right now.
Ooh, good. I want some gnocchi, Gio.
I was just about to say that. Okay, one day, Stouffer. Maybe, hopefully this year.
When?
To have gnocchi.
When, So outdoor dining is open, but we'll get gnocchi when indoor dining is open.
Yeah.
Because by then, hopefully, things will be better.
We can only hope.
Any other government news?
There's a couple more pieces here on the docket. Well, hopefully by the time we could be able to go back to the Italian food restaurant, we can pay it with our big stimmy checks.
Ooh, where are our stimmy checks?
But where are they? Yeah, I don't know.
I look everywhere. I can't find it.
Yeah, it's been more than 10 days since Biden's been elected. Come on.
He's like signed like something like more executive orders than a handful of presidents combined in his first week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no stimmy check executive order.
Yeah, he's got to turn back the time on a lot of things.
What do you know what's going on over there?
I have
what your White House intel tell you.
I have no idea. I heard they're too busy trying to take back the Medal of Peace from Rush Limbaugh.
Are they actually?
No, that would be great though. Like, that would be good. Come on.
Why did he get the Medal of
Peace? Because he's a medal. I don't know, man.
Anyways, it remains to be seen whether our congressional leaders are gonna, pass something through Congress that gives us a paycheck.
Right. I mean, my guess is they don't want to use the whole, what is it? Kamala Harris splitting the vote, because then if they need things that require more than just the simple majority, then they'll be really screwed, because these people can wait out 6 years of of voting on the party line.
Howdy.
Exactly.
So, man.
We'll see. Yeah, hopefully we'll get our stimmy check sooner rather than later. I don't know. I hear an argument, and it's sort of rough because I definitely could see it be true. I mean, people are less likely to be going out and spending money, so there's probably a lot of people who have money. And it's rough because, I understand those individuals exist. But, it's not out of the ordinary that, hey, if you were living paycheck to paycheck before, rent is still a pretty substantial amount of money. Minimum wages didn't increase. If anything, people are getting probably less hours. Rent is probably going up because landlords have to recoup their losses.
A lot of people lost their job.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't fall too much into this narrative but the average American is making so much more money.
They don't know. What do they know about the average American?
Yeah, dude? Exactly.
What I heard? Mm-hmm. They said that what's happening with GameStop was a result of people having too much money to spend from the first stimulus, the 600 stimulus.
Right.
And how disconnected from reality do you have to be to think that people spent their $600 on GameStop stock?
I think it's just you just become blind to, hey, like, some people make barely enough money. and that just does not compute for these individuals.
It's wild. I'll never understand.
Yeah.
Which is why this is a Gio's announcement video. He's going to run for governor
of Cali.
Yeah, Gio for Cali.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
You're going to be. Just, gonna be mm-hmm. I was going to say you could be Zaddy Gio, because people don't think that Gavin is his first name.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Oh, no. I was just about to say, isn't it crazy that there's only a select few people who are probably eligible for that position? But then that's a joke. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor.
Yeah. No, Joe. It's not eligible. It's maybe
qualified? Yeah. No, eligibility doesn't correlate with electability.
Qualifications is barely a word mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's just that when, yeah, who has name recognition?
Exactly. Like, I wish I had a name like Major Tyler Green.
Or like Michael Jackson.
That's true.
Nah, I don't know if that's, who is like a well-beloved Mr. Rogers?
Mm-hmm. Bob Ross.
Yeah. There you go. Rename yourself to Bob Ross and run.
And hopefully that's how
it works. Who's a good government feature?
Thomas Paine.
No, no. Your average person doesn't know Thomas Paine.
Exactly. So they'll be like, wow, that's a cool name. Thomas
Paine. Spelled P-A-I-N. Anyways, did you hear in the news about Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gio?
I did. She's quickly turning into a bit of a character in the political space.
Can you explain it to listeners?
I don't know. I tried listening to one of her stump speeches, and you just can't feel, but like, I don't know, man. Like, I think it's one of those things where, at least in Western culture, it's not okay to lie. I don't think it's okay to lie in any culture. So what happens when somebody keeps doing it over and over and over again? I don't think we've been trained to like lash out against somebody.
I think it's easier to tell a lie than it is to call out a lie. And so after a certain point, the person calling out the lies just gets exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. I think you hit it right on the head.
And that's how this Marjorie Taylor Greene person was elected to Congress.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and share some of her rhetoric?
I mean, she believes that the far right media is censored, as she says, on a mass media platform. She believes that 9/11 was not an attack on American soil by international terrorists. And there's one I can't really wrap my mind around. Something about lasers. And I don't want to misquote her, but then at the same time, I really don't want to quote her because it just sounds so... I worry, man. There's a certain cadence to this whole thing. It's like... what is it? It's like, I don't know, man. It's just something about the other and the unknown and just feeling really confident in what you said. Like,
it was the Jewish space laser, Gio.
How can that come out of your mouth, man? Jewish
causes the wildfires.
Laser. What?
It sounds like a 15-year-old was trying to write like a science fiction video game.
Right.
Jewish space laser causes wildfires.
Mm-hmm. And the worst part is, I feel like people don't believe her, but they believe in her. And it's just like, how are the two compatible with each other? It's really hard, man.
I just, yeah, like, who are the people who are like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know. Maybe they just like her because she is like one of those, I don't know, she's relatable to them?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
She says it how it is. She plays to people's need to feel...
validated.
Wrong? I don't know.
Yeah, or justified.
Inferior?
It's rough, yeah. Man. Yeah, I'd rather not think about the psychological effects of why she's so popular, but I don't know. I don't know if things are getting better or worse.
I think there's a whole lot of drama with her getting her out, or like censoring her out.
Yeah. And if anything, I feel like it does the opposite effect. It makes her more empowered.
Galvanizes
her. Yeah, exactly. And her base. Yeah.
Jesus.
Maybe she'll run for president next year.
Well, it's only natural.
Yeah. And then when people tell her elections only happen every 4 years, she says, that's what they want you to think.
That's what the space laser in the sky wants you to think.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
Let's hopefully, if Congress does their job, this might be the last week we say her name.
Maybe. I wonder if these type of expulsions are common.
I don't think they are, but maybe for extraneous cases. I mean, they did impeachment for Trump.
Mm-hmm. But what did that actually do?
That's true. Well, that's because the Senate didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But this only has to go to the House, I think, right? Because it's like getting one of their own.
Mm-hmm. No, hopefully.
I don't know. I'll look that up right after I figure out how hail is formed.
One of these is more important than the other.
Hail. Hail. Anyways, what else have you been up to, Gio?
We played a little bit of Call of Duty lately, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
I should say we tried to.
Yeah. I had a little bit too much of WoW after a while. There's only so many times I can go wander into a cave, take some item, and wander into another cave and have them say, okay, go all the way back.
your moral heart was, you couldn't take it anymore, looting all the corpses.
I couldn't do it. So yeah, we try to play Call of Duty, and it looks like it's getting worse as time goes on.
I think it's the game gets bigger and they put more stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they will fix some of the stuff under the hood.
Yeah, or introduce some sort of low res mode for us with less sophisticated computers.
Now, let me stop you right there, Gio. My computer is not less sophisticated. Uh-huh. I'll have you know, I spent a good penny on this, mm-hmm. you know, on her several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a good computer. I mean, okay, let me ask. Is Call of Duty just like a really high-end graphics requirement?
It might be. I mean, we had to get the graphics card that comes out recently to be able to play it at a nice optimal performance level. So
the one that wasn't available.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're sold out probably because everybody else is trying to do exactly what we're doing, which is play video games.
I'm just trying to play the game. Yeah, yeah. Like everything looks like a potato. It's like the Soviet potatoes against the American potatoes.
This big brown bulbous shapes running around.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell what I'm supposed to shoot at. And that got me thinking, like, is it the same for console gamers? Because I can't imagine like a PlayStation 5 off, like, you know, it's a console. It's not like a high-end gaming computer.
I think so. I mean, I remember playing on an Xbox One not too long ago. And it was interesting. there definitely is a lot of, what's the word? Like texture popping, a little bit of a slowdown. It's definitely not great.
What is texture popping?
It's what happens when, like, your character's walking and you notice a surface is, like, really smooth, but after a few moments, it's suddenly not smooth anymore. And it's like, oh, like, this is the way it was supposed to look. Like, it's like a rock. Oh,
like it loads the textures last.
Right, right. And that's never something nice to look at.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of breaks the immersion.
Exactly.
I mean, then who's playing the game the way the game is supposed to
be? You're right. I mean, I bet if you look at the Steam, whatever it is, Steam survey, hardware survey, I bet you'll see that there's not a lot of people with these graphics cards. So I feel like it's one of those things where stuff for people just don't have choices.
Yeah. I don't even know how the everyday person plays this game. Maybe they don't.
That's true.
But I mean, clearly our lobbies are full when we played. Maybe they play like me. We're just potatoes.
Yeah, and they're like, "Wait, you can actually run it?
Wait, the potatoes have faces?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, after some trial and tribulation, we were able to optimize the game in a way where it can play a little bit better than what it was before, but it took a lot more than just putting in the computer and pressing play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh. No.
My Alexa got a little eager there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, no, that was what we did. We did try to play Call of Duty since Geo is moved on from Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't say moved on. I was just burnt out for a bit. I like the game. It definitely has a pretty interesting loop, but I definitely see that this loop doesn't have an end tomorrow or next week or even in the next 6 months.
It might be hundreds of weeks.
Hundreds of weeks. I mean, you're literally still playing it.
It's like a world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're not spending time in the world, then you're falling behind.
Yeah, which,
Anyways, Gio, it's about time we thank our sponsor. And I think I'll introduce our sponsor this week because it's a sponsor I've been actually using.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So last week, maybe the week before, I was like, you know what I really need to do? I really need to hunker down and learn Spanish. So I popped up the old Google. I put like online Spanish courser free. And guess what came up?
What did?
You might think Rosetta, but no, it was a green owl.
Uh-huh.
Duolingo.
Ah.
It's online. They have a bunch of languages. It's like a little game, and I've been like practicing some Spanish, and it's cool because you talk into the mic, mm-hmm. which was kind of interesting. Like you have to actually talk to it, and it records you.
Mm-hmm.
And then like gets your inflections or whatever.
Oh.
It's pretty fun. I've been enjoying it. Have you used it before?
I think I tried using it, and I think it was for Spanish or French as maybe. But uh-huh. Yeah, I tried using it. It was interesting. I definitely think it was just one of those things where I just sort of fell off the wagon, but it seemed cool.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's not like hard, and even the like the court. Like I'm not. I already kind of know a little bit of Spanish because I grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard or challenging. It's just kind of like, I guess, a refresher on grammar and punctuation. And for that, it's pretty good. Like, I don't think you can actually learn the language because it's just, you're not learning how to have a conversation. You're just learning like sentences and words. But it is pretty good about reminding you. I get notifications and emails.
Really? You get emails?
I get emails saying, hey, it's the green owl. It's like, hey, you don't miss a day. Don't miss today.
Oh, gosh.
And I get a push notification, and then I get the little red circle on my app, on my phone. They're very they're very needy.
Yeah.
But I think it's just the owl, Gio. It's just the same owl's eyes look piercing right through your screen. You can't miss.
I see. Well, it seems to be working. I mean, maybe if that was implemented when I did it, I'd still be doing it. I mean, once a green owl starts showing up to your house, Chris, then we'll have problems.
I just be like ready to go to sleep. I creak open my eyes a little bit. Out the window is a green owl. He's saying, you didn't speak Spanish today.
Oh, gosh.
You need a practice. Don't miss.
Ooh.
But I'll let you know. And then on our 1,000 episode of the podcast, I'll do the entire thing in Spanish.
Uh-huh. That would be different.
You're like, huh? Anyways, but Duolingo also is our sponsor for the episode. Our lawyer said that was okay, that we can survive the hit in the lawsuit.
Hold up. Hold up.
Because if we need to...
Wait, your lawyer told you this?
No, our lawyer.
Our lawyer.
I put him on the
payroll. We're high in this meeting.
He speaks Spanish to help me learn Spanish. That's why I said Duolingo, and he's like, see. he said it's okay. He said we can use the promo code RUN for 20% off our Duolingo Plus order.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Which isn't a real code, but yes.
If you ever want to get back on the bandwagon and learn French, Gio.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be interesting. Does it have a desktop version?
No, that's the version I do use mostly.
Oh, okay. I'm looking up any that. Okay, neat. Definitely want to use it.
We can learn French together.
We could learn. Yeah, then we can have it be a bilingual podcast.
C'est la vie.
Oh, I see. There's Korean here.
Oh, I know. I know. Namja iga pobul mokayo.
Uh-huh. And what does that mean?
That means the boy eats noodles.
Is that what they tell you?
That's all I learned.
Oh, my goodness. It says there's 306,000 people who are learning Klingon.
And I'm one of them.
Oh, this is disgusting. There's more people learning Klingon than there are people learning Yiddish or Navajo.
Well, that's Klingon is a thriving culture, language, and one that's needed for all sorts of daily happenings, Gio.
Yeah.
I'm going to go learn Klingon right now after this, actually, on Duolingo.
I'll be really lost then, but you do.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that wraps up the sponsor. Mm-hmm. Anything else you wanted to add, Joe, or are we winding down for the night?
No, I think we're winding down for the night. I think we got a solid one.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
I'll definitely have to try it out, though. Maybe I will be able to try this out, and we'll be able to have our bilingual podcast.
We can just speak different languages. You'll speak French, and I'll speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
In Klingon.
Oh, gosh.
But thanks for joining us today at the Chill or Be Chilled podcast. Remember to like, follow, share, thumbs up, happy face, any of the positive interaction engagement tools at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to follow us at COBC Pod, email us at hello@COBCPod.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed any of our episodes, we have quite a few now, so go ahead and rewind time and listen to some of our earlier antics.
Yeah, we're getting quite a bit of a backlog. Next thing you know, we'll be celebrating our 250th episode
in Klingon. We should try to be the first Klingon podcast.
Jeez, I don't know. I think we want to reduce barriers of entry, not raise them.
We're just being inclusive to our Klingon audience.
That's true.
Anyways, Gio, it's been great hanging out with you. Have a great rest of your evening.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, listener, for joining us on this week's episode of the Chill or Be Chilled podcast. Good night.
All right. Bye, Chris.
Bye.